and welcome to Very Amusing, your one-stop shop for the stories, secrets, and shenanigans of a popcorn-fueled theme park journalist. I'm Carly Wiesel, and I'm coming to you from a beautiful day in Los Angeles. Today is Friday. It's Friday afternoon. There's a certain magic to a Friday afternoon that the other days don't hold, and I know you're listening to this on a Wednesday, so I apologize for tempting you with the blissful period of time that's 2 days away. But I'm at home. Things are good. Morty is circling me because he wants me to take him O-U-T-S-I-D-E. He knows the word, and if I say it, he will be jumping on me to do it. But things are good, and by the time you are hearing this, I will have been to Disney World and back. Oh, yeah. If you follow me online, you've already seen it. But I went on a lickety-split trip to Disney World, and it was fantastic. You will hear all about that next week. My flight basically lands at the time this episode goes out, so it was too much to release it the same day. So next week, you're going to hear all about it, all about my quick little journey at Disney World. I hope I had a good time. I hope I ate enough caramel corn. Like, I don't know what happened to me. I'm recording this in the past for the future. I don't know, but 2 quick days at Disney World. I don't care if it's spring break. I don't care if it's quick to go back and forth. I can't wait. I can't wait to be back. It's just so nice to be back. It's so nice. And that's why this week we are talking about packing and traveling, because I have many trips ahead in the coming weeks. I have not shared all of them with you. One of them is a bucket list trip that is coming up in like a month and a half. Another one is a big doozy that I have told literally nobody about. I wink wink to my Instagram subscribers about it, but it's a big one. And it's just coming together, and we like planned it, and then now it's just happening, and now I'm going. And so I'm packing for a lot of things at once, which is why this topic is on my mind, because I am truly, I would say, one of one with my packing style. I am very specific. If I don't have the things that I personally need and crave, then I am upset. And I want to share this, I don't even know if I want to call it knowledge. I want to just share with you what my packing experience is like. I am fascinated. I always read stories about what people pack. There's this website called YOLO Intel, YOLO Journal. I forgot what they're called now. They always talk to a bunch of like fancy, ritzy, ritzy people with what they pack. And it's always like a cashmere shawl and like a leather satchel. And I'm sorry, I don't have the shoulders to carry a tote bag across an airport. And a cashmere shawl, like once something touches the seat on the airplane, I never want to see it again until it is in hot water and in the laundry. So this is my version of a packing story, but done for theme parks, because these are the things that I exclusively bring whenever I go to Disney. I'm talking Disneyland, also Disney World specifically. Of course, Disney World's the one I travel to the most, but a lot of this applies to Disney Cruise Line also, and Universal theme parks. If you are going to Disney, if you're going to a theme park, take a listen. I guarantee there are things in here that you may not have thought of that you will actually use, and things that you did not know existed. There's something in there that I never really talk about, and I bring it everywhere, and I feel like now's the time. Now's the time! So I'll turn it over to future past me. Past future? Oh gosh, I don't know. Just stick around. We're going to talk about packing, and I'm like genuinely more excited for this episode than I have been in for a few other ones in recent memory. I just can't wait to tell you. I can't wait to tell you all these things. Okay, stick around. We have so much to talk about. Okay, bye! We are introducing a new feature this week, where instead of just blabbing about Mouse Fan Travel, we're going to talk to the source themselves, Becky Mankin, who runs MEI Mouse Fan Travel. Becky is a fountain of knowledge, a gloriously fun friend, and truly travels more than anyone I've ever met in my life. Have you ever made plans with someone where they're like, yeah, I can't hang out then, but how about in 5 months when I'm back from back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back cruises? That is Becky's life, and I'm so grateful to be working with her, planning our group trip Amusapalooza, planning everything, and also making sure that you get to save money on your vacation. Stick around. I will be playing a voicemail, like a little phone conversation I had with her. It's not a voicemail. It's a phone conversation, and she outlines how many deals there are at theme parks right now. You can save so much money. It is bananas, but you need an expert on your side to do it, which is why I love Mouse Fan Travel. We will be doing a new version of this segment, I think every month-ish, depending on how things change. Let me know if you like it. Let me know if you hate it. I think you're going to like it. I love doing it. And also, like, a segment of the podcast that tells you how to save money? I feel like we're really missing that and we need it. So that'll play later on in the episode. I just wanted to let you know about it in this ad break. Okay, talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Welcome back. And before I tell you what this episode is, what the 14 things are that I bring on every single Disney trip, I have to tell you what this episode is not. This is not a packing for a trip with a kid or a family episode. No, no. This is what I pack for me as an adult, especially when I am going with a friend or saw an adult in my family to a theme park. I may or may not have more than one of those coming up, so there's a reason this is on my mind. We're not going to talk about the basic stuff either. We're not going to talk about chargers, sunscreen, sunglasses, hand sanitizer. Oh, a magic band. Pack your magic band. No, none of that is happening in this episode. These are items that you may or may not bring, but for me are absolutely crucial anytime I go to Disney World. These are the 14 things that I ride or die with when I am traveling to a theme park. So why don't I just get started instead of telling you more about it? First up, compression socks. I'm pretty sure that I have raged about compression socks here on Very Amusing before, but the truth is I do not get on an airplane without them. I often don't even get on a bus or long-term travel without them. I really like to wear them if I'm on a long bus ride from Port Canaveral to Orlando, say. I'm probably going to have my compression socks in my bag because if I'm sitting for more than an hour and a half, I feel like the safe and healthy thing to do is to slap on a pair of those suckers to make sure that you can make it through the rest of your trip without having any aches or pains. I've heard too many, literally more than one is too many, but I have heard too many stories lately about young, healthy people getting blood clots. And I know my mom is listening. And I know I have my mom's brain because my mom made me and I inherited all of her neuroses. And that's fine because it does keep me safe, especially at night. However, compression socks are so important because you can easily get blood clots. One of those things we're not talking about is that you should be wearing compression socks if you are sitting for a long time. And especially if I'm flying from Los Angeles to Orlando, you best believe I'm wearing a pair of compression socks. The ones that I use are called Comrade, and as I say that, I'm going to Google it because I'm not 1,000%, yes, that is the brand name. I used to have a beautiful pink pair of them, and I lost them, but I now have a navy and a cream pair. They're striped. They don't look too bad. They don't look too compression socky, like too old lady, but they don't look like regular socks, but I don't care because I never get off a plane, and I'm telling you right now, I never, ever get off a plane feeling achy. I never do, and it's because of these socks. I cannot swear by compression socks enough when it comes to traveling to Disney World. Another item that I truly will not go to the parks without are granola bars. Now, I know you're like, cool, you throw in a pack of chewy bars, you call yourself a travel expert, why should we listen to you? Because I'm not talking about any old granola bar. I'm talking about a packaged bar of protein for breakfasts, specifically at theme parks. Because when you are at Disney, Universal, Disneyland, you know that having a breakfast on the go can save you 30 to 75 minutes. Not having to worry about where to get breakfast, where to stop, any of that. Oh, like they only have hot food that I like. Oh, I'm going to order a waffle real quick, I guess. No, you want to get to the parks. You don't want to miss out on any rides, and being able to shove just a fistful of protein right in your pie hole guarantees that you will get on more rides and do more things. Because again, if you've already bought the tickets, you've already paid for the hotels, you're already there, you want to do as much as possible. And being able to cut out breakfast, for me, saves me so much time. So much time, and gives me energy. Isn't that great? I lately am very obsessed with RX bars. I go through different phases of protein bars. But right now, RX bars are something I'm eating almost every day. And I talked to my doctor about it, and she's kind of like, don't do that. Like, you're not supposed to be eating packaged food like that for breakfast every single day, but I can't help it. It's my morning routine now. It's my morning routine. I wake up, if I go to my co-working space, I have ideally a strawberry RX bar, if not second choice vanilla almond, third choice whatever else is in the house. Oh no, blueberry. Blueberry's third choice, fourth choice whatever else. The coconut chocolate, the chocolate sea salt, peanut butter chocolate I do not like. I'll bring the chocolate one to Florida, and when I open it, it's basically a puddle of syrup, and that's fine because it gives me 2 hours. I even pack them. They have little ones, they have half-size ones that I bring everywhere. They're in like every nook and cranny everywhere. But I even bring them to Disneyland. Because even if you're at Disneyland with 2 or 3 other friends, you guys are probably coordinating your lunch schedules with everyone else. Unless you're absolutely going blissfully alone, you can't just be in line for Guardians of the Galaxy and be like, actually, I need food right now and get out and leave, because it kind of ruins the day. It ruins the vibe. That's why I always have them on me, so that if I'm with friends, I don't slow anyone down. I don't make a stop to go seek out a protein snack, which is very tricky to get at a cart, typically, unless you're getting an actual meal. I just kind of shove it in my mouth before a ride, and I get at least an hour and a half more time until I have to eat again. As you can tell, I eat a lot. It takes a lot of energy for me to get through a theme park day. And a granola bar that's really protein-based is one of the ways that I survive a theme park and can go for so long. The next on my list of things I bring on every Disney trip, a pair of Birkenstocks. And not any Birkenstock. I wear those little flippy rubber Birkenstocks, kind of like a sandal. So for anyone else, if you are not a Birkenstock person, this truly just means a rubbery, semi-waterproof shoe. I, as you know, am embarking on a very quick trip to Disney World, and while my shoe needs are covered by one pair of sneakers and one pair of cutie little flats, I'm wearing the Birkenstocks on the plane, because anytime I don't bring them, it is the main regret and complaint of my trip. Just imagine, when you're at your hotel, you want to like run downstairs or upstairs or wherever to refill your soda bottle. Oh my God, why am I blanking on what that's called? Your reusable cup, your refillable soda cup. You want to just run to a gift shop to get like a late night snack. You want to run downstairs. Maybe Uber Eats is coming. Whenever you want to do a quick journey at your hotel, you don't want to lace on a pair of sneakers. Also, if you, like me, which you probably do, if you have marathon days at the parks, sometimes the idea of putting on your tight sneakers a third day in a row is enough to ruin your vacation. Truly. Like the idea of just having your foot, when you wear a shoe for like 12 miles, which sometimes you're doing at Disney World, when you have your little foot in that little shoe and it just feels like it's molded to the plastic and whatever gummy materials on the bottom, and you're like, oh my God, I just have to put shoes on for 90 seconds. I cannot bear to lace these up and put my sweaty little feet back in these. A Birkenstock's gonna solve all that problem. Or a relatable rubber sandal. Also, if you forecast may say no rain and there may be rain. As my friend Brooke McDonald says, to paraphrase, there will be rain. I don't bring an umbrella on every trip. If it says doesn't say it's gonna rain, I'm not bringing an umbrella. I don't got room for that. I'm usually not even bringing a poncho. I may shove an emergency poncho in on this next trip because my friend wants to go in Tiana's and they like really don't want to go in Tiana's. I just like don't want to get wet. It's just like, I don't want to get wet on this trip. It's just not the vibe that I want for this vacation, but I'm probably going to do it anyway. And so I'm bringing the poncho, but I bring the Birkenstock because the most annoying thing to get wet is your shoes. If your clothes get wet, they will dry. If it's denim, it'll take a while. If it's your shoes, you might be dealing with a 24-hour plus wet situation. So those rubbery, kind of semi-waterproof sandals will always save you. Which carries me into, of course, a related item, but one I use for a very different purpose, which is a Ziploc bag, a gallon-sized Ziploc bag. You will not be catching me going to a theme park without a gallon-sized Ziploc bag. It has endless uses. And I know we love reusable. It should be a silicone one. I understand what you are saying. However, nothing compares to the classic disposable gallon-sized Ziploc. Why? What do I use it for? Oh, I don't know. To bring leftover popcorn on the plane? To keep the freshness of my Gideon's cookies? To make sure that my Werther's caramel corn is not contaminated by anything else in my messy theme park bag? And as you know, popcorn is one of my all-time favorite theme park foods. But you know what I'm too stupid to understand? Popcorn bucket economics. I know that at some point along your trip, if you buy enough popcorn at Walt Disney World, you will break even and then save money with refills. But I am too stupid to find that point. I barely got through. I squeaked through economics in college. I was a journalism major. I'm good at asking questions and I'm good at telling stories. You know what I'm not good at doing? Fractions and math and percentages. So for me, my ideal theme park popcorn bucket is one that folds away. One that I don't have to carry and schlep around for days. And if I have a stroller, a popcorn bucket makes more sense. I'll bring one. I'll put it under. I am very Midwestern and a little too honest. And I know that apparently you can bring a popcorn bucket from whenever at Disney World specifically and they will refill it. I'm too nervous to try that out. I don't have room in my bag. I don't want to like line all my socks on the inside to make sure it can fit in my suitcase. I just alleviate that entire problem with the luxury solution of not saving money with the refill and just getting a Ziploc bag. Because if I'm eating popcorn and I'm going on a ride and I want to bring it with and I want to have a little bit before I actually board and I don't want them to be like, ma'am, you can't have your popcorn, Ziploc bag solves everything. If I have a popcorn or I'm at the park and next day I have a long flight and I'm going to need a snack because I don't want to buy a sad sandwich at the airport, that stuff's not good anyway. I want my favorite theme park food with me. Put it in a Ziploc, throw it in your backpack, you have it for the next day. Again, my ideal version, you all may be collecting Disney popcorn buckets. For me, all I need is one Ziploc. One Ziploc and I'm happy as a clam. Fits in my backpack. I don't have to carry it. I don't have to wear it side body. I am just free. My arms are free. I don't have to worry about it rattling around. I don't have to worry about the lid opening up. I just have a Ziploc and I'm so happy to only have that. It really is my go-to popcorn bucket. And not just because I'm dumb and bad at math. It really is the most convenient. Similarly, when I'm walking around the park, a thing that I bring, which is a basic, but I'm going to include it because I for years did not bring it, is a travel fan. My friend Chelsea will forever get credit for turning me onto a travel fan and also the Maybelline Superstay Longwear lipstick, which was originally our friend Christine's suggestion. Christine told her, she told me, I still swear by it. It is literally in my Disney bag whenever I bring it. I guess that should be one of these, the 15th thing, but alas, let's just call it a bonus. That Maybelline stuff, you like put it on and it does not budge. Heaven. But wow, they really have real great, listen, your Florida friends know what you should be bringing to Disney parks. They really have the best suggestions. So I always bring a fan. I always bring a handheld little fan. However, I recently bought the neck fan, you know, like the one that goes around your neck that looks like people wearing a neck pillow on an airplane, but it's just a fan. I have not yet tried it. I am using it on this trip and I am packing that and my handheld one for my friend. But when I have been on recent Disney trips, specifically I think it was the Disney Treasure debut, and then it must've been Tiana's, because Tiana's, when Tiana's Bayou Adventure opened at Disney World, it was, I'm trying to describe how hot it was, and every word that's coming in my head is something I cannot say on mic because this is a podcast that you can play around younger people, but it was hotter than the hottest place you can possibly think of. It was really tragic, and everyone, like, I did an episode about it. You remember me being like, I had to re-record that episode because for a minute, the whole episode was just me complaining. It was just me being like, I went to this thing and it was so hot. And then I did this and it was so hot. I couldn't function. I had to leave. I didn't know what to do. That's how hot it was. And everyone I know who was just like hanging out, having a blast, having a good time, was wearing this neck fan. I asked all of them, like, is it actually good? And they said, yeah, girl, it is. So I immediately bought one then. I have it. I'm going to try it. And we will see how it goes. But either way, I never go without a fan. And I make sure I have a portable charger with some sort of cord that can connect to the fan, which is really important because I usually bring in my regular life, and I know I didn't want to talk about a charger, so don't hold it against me. But in my regular life, I use a MagSafe charger just because it's easy. It just like sticks right onto my phone and it's easy to just go and do whatever. But for parks, I always try to bring something that I know can charge that fan if I need it to, if I'm going to be in the park all day and night, because if that fan dies and like it's 2 p.m., it's not going to be good. It is not going to be good. Now, I promised for this episode that we would talk about some things that you might not have in your bag. Some things that maybe you haven't, you've never really thought about it, or maybe it's something that you've never even thought to pack. But one of those kind of weird but simple things I always bring is what I call a slush outfit. I don't know how I got to that name, that moniker, I don't know where it came from, but I always pack a slush outfit. Now, this outfit is a backup outfit that can be anything. It can be airplane clothes. It can be pajamas. It can be, oh my gosh, it's going to rain all day. I had no idea. I can wear this and get drenched and then change into actual clothes. It is a backup outfit that you can literally wear to sleep in, to walk around your resort in, to go to the park in, to do anything in. And lately for me, my slush outfit has been a really big t-shirt and bike shorts. And yes, that is what I'm wearing right now as I record this, literally wearing a t-shirt and bike shorts, but it's been the best go-to backup theme park outfit. Because if anything happens, if I have to stay an extra day, if I spill Coke Zero all over the outfit I wore on the plane, like if I need anything, that t-shirt and those shorts can carry me through any scenario. I also do this on Disney Cruise Line. For me, the best way to pack my clothes, and this is probably something I should talk about, but I decide what I am wearing every single day of my trip in advance. I know that's not how a lot of people function. They'll be like, four tops, four bottoms, I'll interchange them, bing, bing, boom. But the problem with Disney World specifically is that you are likely to get so sweaty and gross and covered in sunscreen that you will never want to see the items that you wore again until you're home and you're doing your laundry. So I decide in advance exactly what I'm wearing. Sometimes that means I have a morning outfit and a nighttime outfit. On Disney Cruise Line, that's usually almost three outfits a day. And I know a bit of this is that I'm working and that I'm mostly online when I'm doing theme park stuff. So when I'm at home, I can look like a little goblin gremlin and no one will know, except for that today I am dressed like a goblin gremlin and I am recording video of this podcast. So oops, I just don't like to put effort in. However, when I go to the parks, I like, or on the cruise line specifically, that's what I was talking about. On Disney Cruise Line, I like to have different outfits, and I like to, if I'm going to be out in the hot sun all day, I like to have like a new fresh outfit to come back to at night. It's just a thing that like calms me after a shower to have new clean clothes. I don't like to go backwards. I don't like to wear stuff I've already worn in a trip if it is a sweaty summer trip. And if it's a Disney trip, it's probably a sweaty trip whether or not it is summer. Sweaters, stuff like that, scarves, jackets, I'll wear that multiple times, no problem. But I do like to assign outfits to different days and different things. And then I have this backup outfit that covers me in case anything goes wrong. Related to my slush outfit is a laundry bag. I always pack a laundry bag. Wet bathing suits. Anything icky from the parks that I don't watch touching my stuff. Just anything that I want to never see again until I am back in my own zip code, I shove in the laundry bag. And sure, there are many ways you can do this. You can get a plastic bag, just shove stuff in it. You can put stuff in a drawer that you do not open until you leave. But there's something about a laundry bag, which comes with my suitcase. I use an away suitcase. Just putting it in there, zipping it up, and knowing that that's where the dirty stuff is. I don't even have to think about it. I see it. I know. Underwear, bathing suits, everything just broop, goes in there and I don't have to look at it again. It brings me a lot of peace. It brings me a lot of peace on my vacation, I'll be honest with you. And if you ever travel with kids, the laundry bag will save you from being like, is this top too dirty to wear again? And then you're like, there's a gigantic stain on it. The stain was sticky. It got on other clothes. Laundry bag just makes my life easier. I also pack, and I feel like this might be quietly controversial, I also pack bras for every day. Now, if you don't wear a bra, if you're not familiar with how bras work, let me tell you a little something. You don't necessarily have to wash them daily. It's not the same as underwear. But when I am at Disney World, I treat it like underwear because, again, you are going to be sweating so much, so much. Little less at Disneyland, little less in Disney Cruise Line because, again, if you're stopping at warm ports, you're wearing bathing suits, like that kind of alleviates the problem. But for Disney World, Universal Orlando, a big theme park trip, I try to not reuse a bra day to day because there is no worse feeling than sweating up a bra and then putting it on the next day because you didn't pack one. And I know people listening have done that. And it's not a good feeling. It just does not feel good. It's like, I don't even want to describe it because people who don't know, congratulations. That must be nice. If you packed like me, also congratulations. Fantastic. I'm like touching the bottom of my sports bra being like, I don't even like thinking about the feeling. Anyway, a bra for every day will just kind of alleviate that really uncomfy feeling when you're like, this outfit is too dirty to wear and I'm going to be just squirreling inside all day. I pack different ones. I pack a variety. I pack twice as much underwear as you'd need. Again, why not? You never know. Underwear takes up like no space. It's fine. I'm not one of these people who's, you know, bringing the bare minimum and just kind of like trying to wear things until they're through. No, I like ease. To me, again, luxury is ease. And there's a lot of things that can be accomplished to feel comfy on vacation without spending any extra money. Another thing I specifically for Disney World always go to on my trips with, always, is an eye mask and wall clips. And I am attaching these two together because an eye mask was always something I brought. But the wall clips have been, also I'm saying, calling them wall clips, that's what I call them in my brain, that's not what they are. They are clothespin style clips for laundry that I use to close the curtain in the hotel room. There is apparently this hanger hack you can do where you kind of like jimmy it through to close the gap so that the sun doesn't come in at like 5:30 in the morning and wake you up. But the hanger hack never made sense to me. I don't understand it. And these clips, they're so easy. They were like $4. They just weigh nothing. And I brought them originally when I started traveling with Pearl. And now I bring them all the time because they're amazing. If there's any gap of light coming in the room, you just pinch stuff together and you're fine. The eye mask. Now, you're probably thinking, you're bringing these clips, there's no light coming through, why would you need an eye mask? Why would you also need to pack an eye mask, you chronic overpacker? And I'll tell you, because sometimes in a theme park hotel room, that smoke alarm might be right in your line of sight and is immensely bright. Or at the studio room that I stayed at Disney's Riviera Resort recently, the microwave clock was lighting up the entire room. I was trying to go to bed and I just kept seeing the light out of the microwave, and it kept my mom up and it kept me up, and it was just driving me a little cuckoo. Packing an eye mask is just a solve for any of those weird room things. Light coming in through the door outside. Again, usually a lot of people recommend tape to cover lights, to do anything like that. The eye mask to me alleviates any of that because light can be coming from anywhere. It can be coming from like an adjoining room. It can coming from anywhere. And that just helps. Now, you do get bonus points if you pack earplugs for Disney World. I sleep here, there, anywhere. I sleep with a very special pair of earplugs that they no longer make. They literally are the Bluetooth connection on my phone. They are listed as my precious because if I ever lose them, I will have a sleep disorder. Like, I can't sleep without them. They are Bose EarPods. I started using them about 5 years ago. I cannot sleep without them. I bring them everywhere. I cannot sleep without them. They are my lifeblood. However, earplugs at Disney World, like regular standard earplugs, is something I would recommend to a lot of you. But these days, my earplugs, the sleepy ones that I have, they fall out in the middle of the night. I use them just to get to sleep. And then lately, I don't really set an alarm because here's the thing. At Disney, I don't want to sleep in. For a minute, I was like, oh, I'm relaxing. I'm on vacation. You can relax during the day, but you will be woken up by nature's alarm clock, which is someone else's child running down the halls of your hotel. Doesn't matter where you stay, doesn't matter how much your room is, doesn't matter how few people you see when you go to your room at night and you think, oh, this might be quiet. No, no. Other people's children running down the hallway will wake you up. Don't even set an alarm. You're fine. Don't worry about it. Don't even worry about it. You're going to be fine. You're going to get to the theme park on time because someone else's family is earlier than you and will wake you. So I feel like I don't need earplugs. I don't want to sleep in. I want to wake up. And someone else's child doing that for me, kind of a two-in-one. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with even more things, including one I don't think I've ever talked about that maybe I've talked about it once, but we got to talk about it more because I'm already lining them up to bring in my bag on my next trips, and I want to make sure you know about them too. Stick around, we will be right back. Groceries, expensive. Dining out, expensive. Delivery, also expensive. Everything just costs way too much money these days. But when you use EveryPlate, you get restaurant-level deliciousness week to week with recipes like crispy buffalo ranch chicken and cheesy Mexican street corn hash. Oh my goodness, that sounds good. I am in my cooking at home era because I have seen what we were spending on delivery and I want to use that money to buy souvenirs on my vacations. Sorry, I don't want one meal. I want a lifetime of living beside merchandise I love. Also, I'll admit it. I just like to be in control of what I'm feeding myself and my family. I like to know what's in my dish. And when I go to a restaurant, you really don't know what they're putting in there. You'll spend less on these flavor-packed homemade meals than you would on your normal groceries or a restaurant. And thanks to EveryPlate's constantly rotating weekly recipes delivered right to your door, you'll always have the best answer to what's for dinner. So what are you waiting for? Dig into these flavor-packed meals your household will love. New customers can enjoy this special offer of only $1.99 a meal. Oh my lord, that's cheap. Go to everyplate.com/podcast and use code AMUSING199 to get started. Applies as discount on first box, limited time only. That's everyplate.com/podcast and use code AMUSING199. Enjoy! There's a lot to look forward to when you're traveling this spring and summer. Maybe you're going on a getaway far, far away. Maybe you're only going a couple of hours by car. But either way, there's one thing that everyone complains about when it comes to travel, and that is actually getting there. However, I have figured out the fix, the way to make it actually nice, actually feel good to stand in a terminal and wait to board your plane. And it's not going to a lounge. It's not getting a credit card. No, no, no. It is by loving your travel essentials. And that is why I think you and me both should be treating ourselves to the luxe upgrades that Quince offers with their high-quality travel essentials at fair prices. Because when you are boarding a plane, when you are going somewhere by train, when you're even tossing a bag in your car, it is all better when you love the items that you are bringing with you. They've got everything from premium luggage options, stylish tote bags, and even lightweight European linen clothing from $30 to shove in that bag and be on your way. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to you. Now, they want me to talk about what piece of luggage or travel accessory I will upgrade my next trip with. And I'm going to tell you, I need a tote bag. I don't have a tote bag. I have lived a backpack life for so long. And I'm out here in these streets eyeing people with tote bags, seeing those little bags. Oh, you know when people put the little bag and it has the, what is it, the trolley pass through and they put it on top and they're walking through the airport with their little carry-on luggage with their bag? I'm going on a trip very, very soon where I am not checking a bag. And I am determined to get a little Quince something to put on top of my suitcase. So if you are like me and in desperate need of sprucing your travel essentials a bit to make that pinch point just a little more enjoyable, treat yourself to the luxe upgrades you deserve from Quince. Go to quince.com/amusing for 365-day returns plus free shipping on your order. That's quince.com/amusing to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/amusing. Because it's not just where you're going, it's also getting there in style. Do you miss that feeling of enjoying getting dressed and just feel dread when you stand in your closet these days? Because that's exactly how I feel. There's so much time and money invested in shopping and buying new things and not knowing if they're going to wrinkle immediately or be an absolute waste and you'll never want to wear it again. And I am so happy to have found the solution to all of this. And that is a clothing rental membership from Armoire. Now, I wasn't always a clothing rental girly. I like to mate for life with my wardrobe. But I learned firsthand from Armoire that it is the best way to try out new styles and items and clothing because in the end, you can buy the clothes that you're renting. And I have! Armoire helped me break out of my style rut and try new silhouettes and shapes that I loved without having to commit thousands to them outright. And really, no matter what you're looking for, Armoire's got it. You can take a quick 5-minute style quiz, choose items from their dynamic personalized closet made just for you, and have it delivered to your door in as little as 2 days. When you're ready for something else, just swap it out for more new-to-you styles. No laundry required. I speak for many of us when I say our lives have changed a lot in the past few years. And I'm looking at a closet full of clothes that are for a former version of me that no longer exists. I've been pretty timid about trying new things and trying new pants and trying on new outfits that I don't want to buy them. It's too much. But Armoire helped me find a snakeskin skirt, something I never would have purchased, that has really kicked off a whole new wardrobe refresh for me. And I love that I can keep trying new things with no commitment, thanks to them. If you're anything like me, your wardrobe is an extension of who you are, and when it's wrong, it feels off. Armoire can help you break out of a style rut, help you hone in on your personal style, and even make it easier to get dressed in the mornings. They can even help you on your postpartum journey without having to buy a whole new wardrobe in different sizes. All of it. I ride for Armoire because as someone who loves clothes and loves the clothes they own, I needed help and they were there to help me. Again, my snakeskin skirt is so cute. And even though I dress pretty cuckoo bananas, I fell in love with a lime green trench coat and also the perfect basic black sweater, both of which I got on Armoire. So trust me when I say Armoire is for everybody. It's woman founded, it's woman led, and it's beloved by this woman. Right now, you can give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off your first month. That is up to $125 off. Just visit armoire.style/amusing. That is armoire.style, armoire.style/amusing to get up to 50% off your first month and never worry about what to wear again. Try Armoire today. Welcome back. And the item that I have been hyping, blabbing about, haven't stopped alluding to, are steam eye masks. I first encountered these, oh my God, years ago in either Shanghai or Japan, Was it Tokyo or Kyoto? I don't remember. I don't even remember how I first learned about these. Maybe my friend Rachel told me about them. I don't know. Maybe it was like a Don Quixote. Someone gave me a shopping list and I went and got them. I don't remember. But they are individual pouches of steam eye masks. And what that means is that they are disposable little eye coverings. They're kind of like cottony and you put them over your eyes. And they have different scents, they have different stuff, but they get warm. They're little warmers for your little eyeballs. And what they do is that they help you naturally lull to sleep if you don't want to use any sort of sleep medication. Because I travel from the West Coast, I often have to go to bed earlier than usual on all of my work trips. Like, if I'm not local to LA, any work trip I go on, I need to fall asleep. And the fear for me is that I often have to wake up early. Again, people running down the hall, thank you, because you're kind of keeping me honest for my early call times. Next week, I have to wake up at Disney World at 6:15, 6:30 a.m. So I don't want to take a melatonin and go to bed and wake up just absolutely zonked. These little steam eye masks, they're warm, they're comforting. I put them on my eyes and I am just able to go to sleep so much easier. And I don't require medicine. It's just something that helps kind of get me over the line when it comes to a time change. Not a surprise to anyone who's ever listened to anything I've said about packing for a theme park, but I do not ever go without a Bagoo bag. Those reusable totes you've probably seen on TikTok, on Instagram, at museum gift stores, really all over the universe. Sidebar, how have they not been selling these in Disney parks? They would make a bundle of money. Anyway, I always bring a Bagoo bag with me, mostly because, and I use it for everything when it has to do with my kid, but for myself, I'm packing it because I hate those plastic gift bags that they give you whenever you buy something at a theme park. Disney World, Disneyland. I just feel like that plastic, that blue plastic bag, when it gets hot, it can rub off on you. I don't like the way it feels when it touches me. And yeah, that's pretty particular. And I know that that's a little strange, but I just don't like carrying things by hand when it's hot out with that sticky bag, with a Bagoo bag. You can wash it, you can use it for anything, you can toss it over your shoulder, and that way you're kind of hands-free at the park. Because otherwise you gotta wear it around your wrist if you, I don't know, have a soda and a popcorn, and maybe you wanna be drinking and eating and having a coffee. You wanna be using your hands around a theme park to shove food in your face. That's half the reason we're going to this place anyway. So a Bagoo bag, you just toss it on your shoulder, shove stuff in there. If you acquire things throughout the day, if you wanna bring a jacket, but you didn't think you would and it doesn't fit in your bag, and then you get hot, Bagoo bags fold up so small, and they're so cute, and they just really, really help with anything you are doing at a theme park. Again, for Pearl, it's my whole bag, it's my whole stroller system is using a Bagoo. They have small ones, they have big ones, but I always bring them when I travel, even if I'm not going to a theme park, because I always put them in the bag I bring on the airplane. Because if you buy food that you want to bring on the plane, those bags like aren't as, do you have something that might be wet? You have stuff you want to separate in your bag. There are so many reasons. An extra way to keep shoes in your bag. If maybe things don't fit in your suitcase and you're checking it and it's heavy. This just kind of helps with everything. And I don't think I included it on this 14 things. And I probably should have because my math might be off because of it. But I always, always, in addition to a Bagoo bag, that is it, like two, like in my carry-on bag 100% no matter what. At Disney, I take it out of my carry-on bag and bring it with me. But along with that, if I'm going on a trip to Disney World, specifically also kind of Disney Cruise Line, and if I was vacationing at Disneyland, however, I live near there, I always bring a collapsible duffel bag. You never know. You never know. A lot of times when I go on work trips, which is a lot, like at this, maybe 60% of the time I'm at a theme park, it's a work trip instead of like a leisure trip. But when I'm going and it's a new ride, a new cruise line, or a new cruise ship, a visit to a park, a new theme park with Epic Universe, things like that, I bring a collapsible duffel because they give us so much stuff. And maybe that's a me thing, but I think it extends to everything because sometimes you're at a theme park and you're like, I really want to bring that plush home, and maybe you don't want to send it because you can send packages. We've talked about it. It is my mom's hack. It is a great way to get stuff home. We sent a snow globe, arrived perfect. Not always the case, but for us, it was wonderful. However, maybe you want to bring something home and you want to have it. You don't want to have it shipped. Like you want it there. You want to surprise the person you're coming home to with it. You want a plush. You buy like a bunch of sweatshirts because you found cool stuff. Maybe you, I don't know, pick up like 12 Gideon's cookies from the East End market. And then you're driving to the airport and you're like, what am I going to put these in? I can't carry them on the plane. You put them in the collapsible duffel. The Bagoo and the collapsible duffel are kind of my key to travel success because unlike regular places, like I'm going on a trip to Charleston in a few weeks. I don't need a collapsible duffel for that. I don't know what I'd be buying in Charleston that I've just let back. But a theme park, you never know what you're going to find. You truly never know. You could be walking around to one of the festivals and be like, oh, I want to buy a painting. You just don't know. And so with the collapsible duffel, the bagu, they kind of let you choose your own adventure when it comes to souvenirdom. A thing I bring that doesn't apply to everyone, but something that I always bring is a sleep sweatshirt. I think most sane people, I think most sane people would wear a sweatshirt on the airplane and then wear it in their theme park bed. I would vomit. I'm not like a germaphobe, but I do think that airplanes are one of the dirtiest places in the world, and I'm almost positive that that is accurate. Do you ever look at the crease between your seat and the armrest next to it and you're like, oh, there is a colony. There is just like a whole world of crumbs here that have never been cleaned. Those places are not deep cleaned. And again, I'm speaking as someone whose car I have to apologize for when I go to a valet. It is not a good situation in there. The other day, I needed a cup holder, so I poured an old Fresca into half of an iced coffee and I just left it there for the day. It did not look normal when I got back in my car. It was hot in the Los Angeles summer sun. As someone who lives in that level of semi-acceptable filth is the level that I live in day to day, and yet an airplane, disgusting to me. So wearing a sweatshirt in bed, like when I'm in bed at a theme park, I've been sweaty all day, like I just want to be cozy, I don't want to think about germs, I want to relax, and I always bring a sleep sweatshirt, because even though I don't like a lot of air conditioning when I sleep, sometimes those thermostats, they run cold. Maybe you're staying with someone who likes things to be cold. Like, my mom likes to sleep cold. I'm going on a trip with a friend, and I'm, like, almost positive she likes things cold. I pack a sleep sweatshirt. I'm covered. And then I always have an extra layer. I can bring the sleep sweatshirt to the park if I run out of stuff, but I don't like to wear the airplane stuff. Yeah, this might be, like, me exposing my crazy on mic, and that's fine. I think that's fine. I'm in a safe space, and it's fine. I also pack, and this sounds neurotic, but it's not, just in case toiletries. I'm talking things that I don't necessarily need, but if I do need them, I have to leave Disney property for. This is not as big of a deal for Disneyland. Disneyland, you have plenty of drugstores within walking distance. Anywhere you're typically going on vacation, even internationally, you don't really need this. Like, if I'm going on an international trip, do I need to bring my sensitive toothpaste for the one time every 4 months where my teeth start aching? I don't. I can find it there if I need it. I don't have to fret. But if I am having a toothache at Disney World and I need that toothpaste, I probably have to call a Lyft, go to a drugstore, call a Lyft again. It's probably the same driver. They're probably still there. It's very awkward. And I would know that because I've done it. It's happened to me and it was strange. I didn't like the driver who drove me there. This was years ago. It was like, an older guy. It was kind of weird. Not in like a weird, like scary way, but weird in like a, oh my God, like I don't want to be in this car talking to this person for another 20 minutes way. Got him on the way back. So I like to have everything, because if you are having a theme park day, needing to pause and leave property to go somewhere and come back just eats up an hour. It's going to be an hour. You can get it delivered, but then you might have to be there because they have to hand it off to you. Maybe they can't leave it at Bell Services. It's a whole thing. Any other town, you can go to a drugstore. Here, you literally cannot do that without upending your day. So I like to pack all the little things I might need, but probably won't need, just to have them. Again, the first one that comes to mind is Sensodyne toothpaste. I have a sensitive teeth. And then sometimes it's eye drops. There's a few other products that I always bring. There's stuff that I've had to like run to Sephora at Disney Springs for, which is fine, but I'm not at Disney Springs on all my trip. Like, if you forget eyeliner, you gotta either go to like maybe the store in France has some at that counter, in France meaning in Epcot. Otherwise, like, good luck, you're going to Sephora. It's just, I like to have things on me to save time and money so I don't have to worry about it when I'm there. And last but not least, again, I told you I'm not good at math. I'm pretty sure this is 14. It might be 18. It might be less. I'm pretty sure it's 14. I do not go to Disney World without my iPhone accessories. And this is going to sound a little like, hi, I'm Carly. I'm a content creator. And this is what I use to make my videos. But I don't put any intentional effort into anything. So you know that's not what it is. Wherever I go, and I bring these with me kind of everywhere now, just in case, I bring a collapsible tripod and a grippy case. And I know, like I said, that sounds like, oh, I gotta have my tripod for if I'm out and I'm like eating a banh mi, I need to tell you about the best banh mi in LA. That's not the situation here. I bring it because it just makes my phone easier to use. Maybe I want to watch a video and I'm at lunch by myself and I don't want to hold my phone. The magnetic tripod, it's MagSafe, it clips on, bing, bing, boom, it opens. That's what I primarily use to, I don't know, take a little like food video if I'm at a theme park and I want to record that I'm eating something. That tripod just boosts your phone up a bit, but it also helps on an airplane if you want to watch something on your phone. If you just want to put your phone down in your hotel room and not have to hold it, it's this Moft Movis MagSafe tripod. I wrote down the name because there's no way I can remember those words. Moft, M-O-F-T, Movis MagSafe tripod. I own two of them because I lost one and then I found it again. And I now have them everywhere. And I think they're really convenient and really helpful. And they're the best version of the to-go tripod I've seen. I know that people have the flip-out pop sockets and the this and the that. I use a standard pop socket. My ride or die. I need it for my phone. I can't use my phone without it. And the MagSafe, I can just pop the pop socket off, put the tripod on, and put things back where they were. In that rotation is also a grippy. It's called a grippy by Casely. A lot of people have phone cases with the grippy thing attached. I do not. I can't use that. Again, I have small thumbs. I have little thumbs. And so I need to use a pop socket so that I can use my phone. And also a pop socket is like so much easier to use. Your phones are heavy. Like we're all going to have wrist injuries when we're older. It's a whole thing. But the grippy is really great because that is how I actually take video of myself or myself with my kid on a theme park attraction. Some vehicles you like don't want to do it because it could fly out. But other ones, like we were on a teacup by ourselves the other day at Disneyland and I just stuck it against the ride and it stayed up there for, I want to say probably a minute and a half. It doesn't work as well on a phone case. If you have a raw phone, just like a hot dog flopping around, like a raw phone and you put the grippy thing on it, it's MagSafe, it pops on and off. Then it'll stay for longer, but you also risk your phone shattering. So there's that. And also, I made a rant online about how expensive AppleCare is now. I did not buy it for my new phone. So we will be very careful with my grippy from now on because we don't want to ruin that new phone. And I know I'm going to break it because I never use AppleCare. I always get it. I never use it. And the one time I don't get it, I know I'm going to use it, but it's fine. It's fine. The grippy is great. You can stick your phone on stuff. If you want to watch TV while you're getting ready, I love to watch TV while I'm getting ready in the morning. That's a great application for that. Same with the tripod, depending on if you're at a hotel that has like a little ledge. I use it at the gym sometimes. I stick it, you have to take the case off for that. I stick it on the mirror. That's how I worked out on Disney Cruise Line. I used the grippy, I put it on the back of my phone, stuck it to the mirror. And then when I work, I could watch my whole like workout video while I was exercising. I use it, again, on ride videos. If you want to take like a little like photo selfie or anything like that, you don't need a selfie stick. You don't need a full tripod. You just like stick it against something and back up. And you can take like fun memories of you and your family and your friends. It's really great. I swear by them, not just because this is vaguely my job. I mean, it is my job, but I'm not like intentionally taking out videos, you know. I'm not like making content being like, here's how you use AI to like remove the background of a photo. That's a video I watched last night and was like, oh my God, people are really putting a lot of effort in. Not me. I'm not. I'm just buying this stuff, carrying it around and loving it. And that, I believe, is everything. I think that's all my items. If you have anything else that I should be packing in my clearly gigantic suitcase to Disney World, please let me know. If there's anything on this list that you're like, I've never thought of this and this is gonna save my life, maybe the slush outfit, maybe the sleepy eye masks. Again, sometimes you can't take melatonin. You don't wanna be messed up the next morning. You don't wanna take like a Benadryl or anything. You gotta be alert and awake. I get it. Let me know. I'm here for you always. And if my bra thoughts were controversial, my sleep sweatshirt, listen, that's what the Churros Hotline is for. You don't have to agree with me. I want to hear what you think, good or bad. I want to hear it. I want to hear it. Yeah, that's it. Okay. Thank you so much for listening. I got to get back to packing. Love you. Bye.
Hi, Becky.
Hi, Carly. How are you doing?
I'm great. I'm so excited that now we have this segment. I'm going to have you on the pod and we have so much to get into. Where were you? You were just at sea for many days?
I was on the NCL Prima with a bunch of my agents because I take them on FAMs all the time so that they can actually experience the products and then come back and really fit clients really well to their to the products that are out there. But after that, I got on board the brand new NCL Aqua, which is a Prima Plus class ship. We basically docked in New York and didn't go anywhere, but we had 2 days to explore, taste all the things, drink all the drinks, experience everything on board. So I just got back from that last night.
Oh my God, and you're doing all of this as how many deals are dropping at Disney Parks and
Okay.
Resorts?
Can we talk,
9,000?
girl, just for a second? There were just in Disneyland, Disney World alone, there was something like 23 different
Oh my
offers out there.
God.
And it's I can't imagine what it's like for everybody to try to keep up on all these things. The one that just dropped is for Disney Plus subscribers only. So you can kind of see what they're doing here. But this one is actually really good, especially if you still don't know what you're going to do for your summer vacation. It's in Walt Disney World for 2 nights or longer. If you're going from June 29th to July 31st, you can get a hotel for as low as $99 a night on Disney property.
What retro vibes.
You know, this was like
Throwback
10,
prices.
exactly 10 years ago, we saw $99 per night, and that's at the All-Star Sports Resort. But Riverside is 169 in their Woods Views, or you could actually get one of the Cars family suites, which usually go for over 500 and sometimes for $229 per night during this time period. And are you ready for this?
Oh my God,
I know.
bracing.
One of my favorite deluxe resorts on the planet, Disney's Animal Kingdom Lodge, and believe it or not, a Savannah View room for $339 per night in that window.
What?
Yes. You know, clearly they have some availability that they're trying to fill at Walt Disney World during that summer time period. So if you can go, now is the time to grab these great deals because they're probably not going to be there very long. They also still have that free dining plan offer. Quick service for a value or moderate, and dining plan included for a deluxe or villa. And that has all kinds of different dates, like June 29th to September 30th, October 20th to November 1st, and December 6th, all the way to December 22nd, when everything is lit up for Christmas time.
Oh
But
my God.
I know. But the thing you got to remember, and this is when talking to a pro, a true travel and Disney pro travel planner is important, because sometimes that free dining plan isn't the best offer. It sounds great, pulls you in to look at it, but sometimes getting one of their 30% offers or something else that goes off of the rack rate, and then adding the dining plan is sometimes less expensive. So you really want to talk to somebody who can help look at all of the offers on the surface.
That is why we love Mouse Fan Travel. Thank
Oh.
you so much for running all of this down. This is so much information, and I can't wait to have you back in a few weeks to tell us even more about what's going on.
Well, you know, I'm sure that with 23 offers right now, I'm sure I'm going to have a huge list for you the next time we talk.
Hi, Carly. This is Maria calling from Staten Island, New York. The past few times I've been in Disney World, I noticed that rides like Tron, Space Mountain, and Seven Dwarfs Mine Train are referred to as, quote, roller coaster type rides, end quote, in some verbiage in signs and announcements in the queue. They seem pretty straightforward, like roller coasters to me. I tried to do some internet sleuthing on my own, but couldn't find anything. Do you know why they are roller coaster type rides and not just called roller coasters? I've been very curious, and it seems like a mini mystery to me, and I thought you might be the girl to solve the case. Thanks so much. Love the podcast. Bye.
This is a perfect mini mystery. You were right. You were right on the money, and I am so glad you called because now, once you said this, I couldn't stop thinking about it. I couldn't stop thinking about how, yeah, it is interesting and a little strange that Disney always calls it not a roller coaster, but something a little different. A little different. I believe the language they use is roller coaster style attraction. I'm like 99% sure you said roller coaster style attraction. You might have said roller coaster like attraction. I can't remember. Anyway. That is the language, and I looked on the website and I kept seeing this, and I was like, oh my God, you're right. You're right. It's not called a roller coaster. And I thought, you know, I was just maybe going to answer this and be like, you know, it's probably legalese. But no. I like to work hard to solve a mini mystery, which is what this is. And I got a pretty clear off-the-record answer. I was able to hear thoughts on this from an Imagineering legend and a current Imagineer on background. Not going to say any names, not going to say how I got it, not going to say any details. But from what I understand, and the reason this is most likely rides at Disney are referred to as coaster style, is because when you think of a roller coaster, it's something very different from a Disney attraction. Disney attractions are so heavily themed, and Disney really does such a good job of elevating a coaster to something beyond the simple vehicle on a track that I believe they don't really fall into the traditional category of a roller coaster. That's why Big Thunder Mountain Railroad is a coaster style attraction. Even Rockin' Roller Coaster, which has roller coaster in the name, is not Rockin' Roller Coaster style ride. That too in the description says coaster style attraction. And I think the difference is that a traditional coaster would not be heavily themed. Also, I want to read this from the official Matterhorn Bobsleds page of Disneyland, because that one I think kind of sets up the rest of these. It says Matterhorn Bobsleds was the first roller coaster style attraction at Disneyland Park and the very first tubular steel coaster in the world. The iconic attraction is also one of a kind. No other Disney park can claim a Matterhorn mountain. That right there, I think, explains it. Because it was they're not saying it was the first tubular steel coaster style attraction. It was the first tubular steel coaster, but bringing in the story and the scenery and everything around it that makes it a Disney attraction is what elevates it from a standard coaster. I hope that answers your question. I'm pretty sure that is the best we're ever going to get on it. And thank you so much for being curious about this, because now every time I see it, I'm going to think of this and be like, yeah, it is more than just a coaster. I mean, Goofy Sky School excluded, maybe, personal take, but otherwise, really, it's Disney coasters go beyond the thought of what a coaster could be. And I think for that, it's just like it's a nice way to, like, I don't know, I just think really positively now when I see this phrase, and I think I'm going to never, ever forget about it. Thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it. And keep those mini mysteries coming if you have any. I love to hear about them. That's our show! Thank you all so much for listening. You can rate and review Very Amusing on Apple Podcasts and rate and follow us on Spotify. You can also comment on Spotify. I saw a few comments come through this week. That was so fun. It's like, truly, I don't know. There's nothing better. Okay. There are two things that I'm going to say there's nothing better about, and they're equal, but there's still nothing better than them. One is, like, as a kid in second or third grade, having a mailbox and getting something in it. That's why I rode for Valentine's Day as a kid. It wasn't really about the candy. Well, it was also about the candy, but it was also just like getting mail from other people as a kid. Phenomenal. Related, the other best thing tied for first is getting mail at camp. Oh my God. I was obsessed with mail at overnight camp. I notoriously sent like chain letter emails because they would print them out and give them to people for free for a limited time. They obviously stopped that at a certain point. And I would send all my friends just emails nonstop when they were at camp when I was back home. Loved getting mail at camp, getting a package at camp. Heaven. And so getting a comment on the podcast episode is like that level of gleeful high. Thank you so much. Keep them coming. I love it. I love being able to see them. I don't think I can respond, which is a little bit of a bummer because I love to respond. But anyway, keep them coming. I love it. Thank you for commenting. Thank you for listening. Thank you for rating. Thank you for reviewing. And thank you for being here. You can give us a call at 747-CHURROS, send a voice note or email it to 747churros@gmail.com. And I'm going to be honest with you, I haven't said this publicly elsewhere, I think we are maybe going to sunset the voice note 747churros Gmail of it all, because the truth is, I just don't always check there as frequently as I do to the actual inbox. Also, I get a lot of really, really good questions over text, and I either mean to respond and space out, it's just my brain, I am overloaded, or I respond to them, and then it's like, wait, this would have been incredible knowledge to share with other people listening, and then nobody gets to hear it. So I think we might one day soon be migrating to just calling in 747churros. Just want to warn you now, in case you have any reasons for why. If you are international, of course, keep doing whatever's best for you. If it costs like $1 zillion to call us, that's fine. But otherwise, I think I prefer. I know, like, picking up the phone is a lot. I get it. It's so much. I don't like doing it. And that's like what journalism is. However, it's just to streamline the process to make the episodes easier. Because I don't think we've ever gone this long, this many episodes. We used to do seasons and then take a break and then do another season. And we're just running and gunning, man. We got so many trips ahead that I'm nonstop doing episodes. So we may do that in the coming weeks/months. Just a heads up, in case I forget to mention in the future, just want to tell you now. The group trip Amusapalooza is coming together. Details are finalizing. We should have dates soon, in the next week or two. So stay tuned here and on my social media just to know when we're going on our very amusing group trip. I have a lot of wacky things in the works. Basically, I'm aiming for the sky. And if we land among the stars, that's cool. But I'm still aiming for the biggest stuff possible. So we'll find out what happens. I will let you know soon. You can follow me at Carly Wiesel across the internet, and you can join the family at facebook.com/groups/CarlyWiesel. Subscribe to my Instagram, 99 cents a month. I can't keep a secret, so I'm always kind of wink, wink, letting stuff go there if you want to know stuff before it happens. And also, when I travel, I do tend to post there a little bit more. So 99 cents a month on Instagram, would love to have you. This episode was edited particularly by Jeff Fox. Thanks so much for listening. See you real soon.
Hi, honey, it's Mom. Okay, all you had to say is Duffy's coming. You know how much I love him. Oh, my God. Disneyland Boutique. Here I come. Oh, my God. Okay, the Disney Treasure Dance Party. Goofy did not want anything to do with us. He danced with everybody but us, but we chased him down and we made him dance with us. It was so funny. So many things are coming. I can't even believe how excited I am. Like, I don't know what to do first, but Duffy, I'm so obsessed. I'm bringing my credit card and I'm sending lots to your home for Pearl. Sorry. I'm doing it. And one more thing. Honey, please don't eat the food shaped soap. Never thought I'd have to be telling you this at this age. I love you so much. I love you, Pearl. Bye.